First Chronicles chapter 15. And he made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and spread a tent for it. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for them has Jehovah chosen to carry the ark of God, and to serve him forever. And David assembled all Israel to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of Jehovah to its place that he had prepared for it. And David gathered the sons of Aaron and the Levites. Of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren, 120. Of the sons of Merari, Isaiah the chief, and his brethren, 220. And the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren, 130. Of the sons of Eliphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brethren, 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren, 80. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brethren, 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, and Azariah, and Joel, and Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab. And he said unto them, Ye are the chief fathers of the Levites. Hallow yourselves, ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of Jehovah the God of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, Jehovah our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites hallowed themselves to bring up the ark of Jehovah the God of Israel. And the children of Israel of the Levites bore the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves upon them, as Moses had commanded according to the word of Jehovah. And David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren, the singers, with instruments of music, lutes and harps and cymbals, that they should sound aloud, lifting up the voice with joy. And the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel, and of his brethren Asaph the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari their brethren, Ethan the son of Cushiah, and with them their brethren of the second rank, Zechariah, Ben, and Jaaziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphelah, and Micneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, the doorkeepers. And the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, to sound aloud with cymbals of brass, and Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with lutes on Alamoth, and Mattathiah, and Eliphelah, and Micneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, and Azaziah, with harps on the Sheminith to lead the singing. And Chaniah, chief of the Levites for music, gave instruction in music, for he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah, and Jehoshaphat, and Nethaneel, and Amasai, and Zechariah, and Benaiah, and Eleazar, the priests, blew with the trumpets before the ark of God. And Obed-Edom and Jehijah were the doorkeepers for the ark. And David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of Jehovah out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bore the ark of the covenant of Jehovah, that they sacrificed 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of byssus, and all the Levites that bore the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah, chief of the music of the singers, and David had upon him a linen ephod. And all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of Jehovah with shouting, and with sound of the trumpet, and with clarions, and with cymbals, playing aloud with lutes and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of Jehovah came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked through a window, and saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart.